This is Christine Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. A couple of years ago, I went to visit my uncle at his assisted living center nursing home. My uncle was well off. He could afford one of the nicest places. It offered assisted living in one wing and nursing care in the other. You know, just in case you got sick. Just in case you got sick. Of course, they all would. Get older, get sick. They'd all need the nursing wing eventually. And most of them, once they'd traversed that invisible line between the two worlds of assisted living and nursing, would never cross back. And that was my uncle's journey. He was a stylish bachelor in his day, once even engaged. But the engagement was broken more than 65 years ago. Evidently, family lore goes, his fiancée once called him honey in public, and such a brash and unseemly display was simply not to be tolerated. I think he was just looking for an excuse. So instead of a family man, he became a photographer and philanthropist. He was passionate and good at both, eventually releasing his photographic avocation and embracing more wholly his calling as one of his town's most revered, loved, and generous eccentrics. Riding his bike around New Haven, Connecticut, even when it was snowing, my Uncle Gilbert would routinely visit the sick, give to the needy, and assist charities. He lived with my grandmother, whom we all called Mère. She was French, and en français, Mère means mother. Mère died when I was 9, and my uncle remained in his childhood home until he was cajoled and prodded and not so gently guided into his last place of residence, where, if anything happened, they could take care of him. And something did happen, and they did take care of him. And with the modern medical framework, that paradigm of authority to which we may have given too much of our power, they did a good job. After he transferred from the assisted living wing to the nursing wing, my brother and I went to visit. Unlike visiting our uncle in the assisted living wing, the air here was denser, almost stagnant. I was shocked, actually more like saddened, or maybe depressed, or, you know, maybe it was shock. How do I describe to you what it was like? People who had danced, accomplished, smiled, laughed, played, been mothers and fathers, community leaders, gardeners, gourmets, avid book readers, wine connoisseurs, passionate lovers and talented kissers, expert gift wrappers, and perfect meatloaf makers were now reduced to wheelchairs, sitting dumbstruck, mewing. They were slumped in their chairs, lining the walls of the nursing station. This was their daily outing. No more would they dance, cook, love, laugh, or even decide when they drank juice. At this upscale place, built to house and care for elders in their twilight, this is what their last days, or weeks, or months, and in some cases years, looked like. Modern medicine had done its job, keeping the bodies of those who lined the walls in their wheelchairs working. But why? Of course, I'm telling you about just some of the population there. Not everyone was wheelchair or otherwise bound, but this line against the wall at the nursing station would be the very last stop for many of the residents here, their length of stay determined in large part by our medical ability to keep their bodies running. So far, I have related to you about 30 seconds of my life. That time when my brother and I first visited my uncle in the nursing wing of his assisted living center. And here are the next 5 seconds. I looked at the line of wheelchairs and their seemingly trapped occupants, and I turned to my brother and I said, I will not go like this. This will not be the end of my life. We made a pact then, right there, to help each other die by any reasonable means possible if either of us became incapacitated to the level of those before us. But this was a pact made in fear. There has got to be a better way. Something in between the extreme of making end-of-life Kevorkian-like pacts and waiting passively for medical failure to permit us passage into whatever comes next. And there is. I'm working on it. This is Christine Kinney for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.